And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
From Acts chapter 2, these words. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, saying, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. It was only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost is the 50th day after the Sabbath of Passover week. Pentecost is also called the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvests, and the Day of First Fruits. As Christians, Pentecost marks the 50th day since Easter and celebrates the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that he would not leave us as orphans, that he would not leave us helpless, but that he would send to us another helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit poured out upon the hearts of men on this day in a new and victorious way. Now, the Holy Spirit has always been. The Holy Spirit was in the beginning with God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And there's no beginning with God, so that the Holy Spirit has always been. Genesis chapter 1, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. In Genesis 1, we read there, Genesis 1 verse 26, God says, Let us make man in our image. Now, who's the us and who's the our here? And it's a collaboration of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this great council, God is saying, let us make man in our image. The Holy Spirit has always been and the Holy Spirit will always be because God is eternal. And we see where the Holy Spirit is very active in the Old Testament in a number of places. The Holy Spirit came and rested on the 70 elders at the time of Moses. In the book of Judges, we're told that the Spirit of God came mightily upon Gideon and Jephthah and Samson. When Saul became king of Israel, the Spirit of God came upon him in great power. And we also see later how Saul disobeyed the Lord, so that the Lord rejected Saul as king, and how Samuel anointed David as king. And how the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in great power, and how almost at the same time, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. God says, My Spirit will not always strive with a man. In the book of Job, we read this, The Spirit of God has made me, the breath of the Almighty gives me life. David says in that psalm, Psalm 51, which we sing so often in our service, Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And then think of all the places in the Old Testament scriptures that speak of the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, and how the Spirit will rest on him. Isaiah 11, in speaking of Jesus, the Messiah, says this, A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And then again in Isaiah 61, The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And then the New Testament. I could speak all day on references to the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Some of the most notable are these. Jesus says, I tell you the truth. A solemn affirmation often used by Jesus. I tell you the truth. Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, says Jesus, will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. This is the unpardonable sin in Scripture, the sin against the Holy Spirit. Now, the greatest work of the Holy Spirit is to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit does so through means. And the means by which the Holy Spirit leads a person to faith is through the Bible. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me to faith through the gospel. And the Bible teaches, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And the sin against the Holy Spirit, this unpardonable sin, is that person who blasphemes against the Spirit and who says that all this about Jesus Christ, of Him being Lord of life and Savior, is a lie. That's the sin against the Holy Spirit. That's the unpardonable sin. And that's precisely what the book of Hebrews is speaking about in Hebrews 6 when it says, "For it is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting Him to public disgrace. My Spirit will not always strive with a man," says God. Yet God sends us His Holy Spirit. Why? To teach us all things, to guide us in all truth. In today's gospel lesson from John 14, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." In John 15, Jesus says, "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, He will testify about me." In John chapter 16, Jesus says, "But when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5, "Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come." Shortly before His ascension, Jesus said, "But you shall receive power," and that word for power in the Greek is the word dynamis. It's where we get our English word dynamite. "But you shall receive power." You shall receive dynamite. "You shall receive power," says Jesus, "when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Paul, in writing to Timothy, reminds Timothy, "For God did not send us a spirit of timidity, but of power, of love, and of self-discipline." God did not send to us a spirit of timidity, of being timid, but one of power. And the power source in the Holy Spirit is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. The power source in the Holy Spirit is the gospel message of Jesus Christ. "And you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." 1 Peter chapter 3, "And who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, do not be frightened, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." Jesus' disciples, Peter and John, speaking before the Sanhedrin, said in the book of Acts, "For we cannot help but speak of all the things which we have seen and heard." It's part of us. It's part of our being. And if you're a Christian, a disciple, then you cannot help but speak of Jesus Christ to others. He's part of you. He's part of your being. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that a person will not share Jesus Christ with other people unless or until they themselves know Jesus in their own life. And I'm also convinced that a person cannot help but share Jesus with others once they do know Him. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. May the events of that first Pentecost happen here today. And may the Holy Spirit descend mightily upon each of us so that we may truly be the disciples, Christ's witnesses, which he has called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.